A pair of bills moving through the North Carolina legislature have reignited the debate over abortion rights in this state. The House and Senate bills would ensure that doctors care properly for live babies delivered in unsuccessful abortions. Abortion rights activists argue the bills target a non-existent problem and demonize abortion providers. WNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeer is following the legislation. Jeff, welcome.
Hey there, Frank.
Tell us what's in these bills and where they are right now.
This effectively is a piece of legislation that would make it a felony if a doctor does not provide care for a child that is born after a late-term abortion and were to survive that procedure. In addition to the felony, there also would be a $250,000 fine, and those are the key tenets of the policy. As you might imagine, this is an abortion issue, and therefore it is it is a political issue,
yeah.
And there are very strong emotions on both sides.
But where does it come from? Because it seems to me that doctors take a Hippocratic oath. I mean, if someone is alive, you have the imperative to do no harm. So where is this, what they're doing now?
It's kind of multifaceted. It comes from partially from New York State and Virginia because there have been restrictions on late-term abortions in New York that have been eased recently. In Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam made some comments indicating that he would be in favor of easing restrictions on late-term abortions as well. And then on a different path, you also have a federal judge who struck down a part of a North Carolina law from 2015. And that law banned abortions after 20 weeks. So the U.S. Supreme Court has generally taken the stance that abortions cannot be banned at a stage where the fetus is not viable. In 20 to 22 weeks, the fetus, according to the medical professionals, is not viable. So there was a North Carolina law that was struck down last month, and as part of that strike down, the judge gave lawmakers 60 days to try to come up with some sort of remedy. So it is also believed that this is partially a response to that ruling moving forward with some new legislation.
What are abortion rights activists saying about this legislation?
They're saying that this is not something that exists. There are no examples in North Carolina of a child being born late term and after a late term abortion and than a doctor doing something just absolutely terrible, of course. Mm. We heard from a state senator last week who indicated that this does happen, said that doctors have allowed children to die, then followed it by saying doctors have assisted in some instances in killing babies. Of course, that would be murder. There's nothing to indicate that. I did speak with the only physician in the North Carolina General Assembly, a Republican who's in the House. He's from Pitt County, a guy by the name of Greg Murphy. He said he's never heard of such a thing. He's never seen it, in his practice. And, this conversation quickly pivots to the political nature of it. And part of the framework, part of the rhetoric from the right has been, well, you if you support the life of a human, if you support babies who are born, if you support not being allowed to kill them, you would support this bill. So that's part of the way in which they are trying to frame this.
Very likely to pass, as of noon today. Where is the bill?
It's through the Senate. It'll be on the House floor later today. My expectation is that this will be on the governor's desk probably by lunchtime tomorrow.
So what does the governor do? Very interesting political problem.
Yeah, this is more or less it's a policy grenade, right? I mean, this is something they leave for the governor, and they dare him to veto it. The indication from some of the folks within his office, he has not explicitly said that he would veto this. My expectation would be that he would veto this. And then you can imagine some of the political ads that might follow from the right about here's what Governor Cooper thinks about, protecting babies. And, he doesn't think babies deserve to live. Mm. Obviously, we're well aware with political ads that they can be manipulated. And I think as we head toward a very big election year, this may very well be something you see in campaign ads. And we should note that Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, a Republican who is going to challenge, he's going to try to get the Republican nomination and then try to challenge Cooper next fall. He has come out in support of this legislation.
Very, very briefly, the North Carolina General Republican Party will be soon having a new chair.
Yeah. New executive director Dallas Woodhouse is not seeking a new contract after 4 years. This, of course, comes on the heels of a controversy in the 9th Congressional District and also some federal bribery charges that emerged lately. So there's going to be some new blood, and that's a term, new blood, that Dallas Woodhouse recently used.
Not to mention the bribery scandal with the chairman of that involved the chairman of the
Republican
Party.
That's right.
Yep, lots
the bribery
going
scandal.
On.
Yeah,
time to step down. Jeff Tiberi is WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. Jeff, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Just ahead, we're going to talk about how to share science in the world of fake news. And we'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.